It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Labor Day morning edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by Brandt Grain Carts. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. Farming is a competitive business, producers, and you need every advantage you can get if you want to lead the field. Which is why more and more farmers across America are entrusting their crop handling to Brandt. Brandt, a company that has earned a superb reputation on the Canadian prairies. And now they've set up shop right in the heart of the U.S. Corn Belt, turning out made in the USA swing away augers and other products. Designed especially for U.S. corn and soybean growers, from a plant in Bloomington, Illinois. Brandt's full line of augers, belts, carts, and vacs is designed to help you get the job done faster every time. And it's supported by a network of strong dealers across the country. You can get the story firsthand next week at Husker Harvest Days, Grand Island, Nebraska. Tuesday through Thursday, they'll be waiting to see you at Lot 718. Want to be number one? Get yourself some worry-free performance from Brandt and lead the field. We've heard of a lot of Labor Day weekend washouts across part of the heartland. There were rain amounts of a half foot through areas of eastern Iowa, northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin. In McHenry County, Illinois, northwest of Chicago, the tally was 8 to 10 inches. From This Week in Agribusiness, farm safety experts say it is the younger and older of our farm population most often falling victim to farm accidents. A tractor rollover this weekend claimed the life of a man in Sullivan County, Missouri. He was 89. The tractor was one made 50 years ago, an International 1256. Falkton, South Dakota sure is proud of that mural towering over town. It's the largest mural in the state. Internationally known Australian artist Guido Van Helton used the side of the Agtegra elevator in Falkton as his canvas this summer. Van Helton has been commissioned to create public works of art throughout the world, from Belarus to Ukraine. Public and private funds were raised for that remarkable project in Falkton, which sits on the edge of town and can be viewed from many miles away. One side of that elevator has a young girl depicted. The other side has a boy in that massive mural. On this Labor Day, among the many professions we salute is that of waitress or waiter. They put up with a lot from us. They often have to deal with challenges where they work that are not their fault. When a restaurant may be understaffed or the kitchen gets slammed by a big order. And have you heard that among the latest social media crazes is the 100% tip? People are tipping 100% of their order at the restaurant, photographing their check for social media. Now, we have a couple of favorite waitresses, Mrs. Armstrong and I, but one who stands out is in the western Chicago suburb of Lisle, Illinois. There in the shadow of the Burlington Northern Santa Fe triple tracks and the overpass there is Ramey's restaurant. Betty Montello has been waiting tables there for something like 45 years. If you get there soon noon hour, tell Betty we sent you. She'll laugh all right. And don't you dare believe everything she tells you. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Brandt Grain Carts. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great Labor Day.